Good day from Wall Street. This is Jack Marks for Wall Street Reporter. Today I am speaking with Zvi Yamini. He is the CEO of TechCare. Stock symbol is TECR, over the counter. Zvi, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Yes, it's afternoon here. I think it's nighttime where you are now.
Yeah, it's almost 11 o'clock.
So thank you for staying up past your bedtime.
It's okay. It's fine.
Okay. Yeah. So it looks like your company has you've developed what looks like an interesting technology for the health and beauty market. So can you tell us about your technology platform and how it works and the markets that you're addressing?
Yes, of course. TechCare exists about more than 5-6 years. The last 2 years, we are a public company. We developed technology that consists of capsules and machinery and some head or other instruments. The technology came from Weizmann Institute in Israel by scientists that works in the Weizmann Institute. It's evaporation technology that, in fact, we transfer liquid to gas, all kind of material via those capsules and those machineries. And the first product that we came is anti-lice product. It's
anti-lice?
Anti-lice, yes.
Lice, okay.
Anti-lice.
Okay, for here,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Kids are wearing the hat, they put the capsules in the machine, and in fact, in 10 minutes, we succeeded to kill the lice. It's all natural. It's 10 minutes, easy, and it's a quite effective product. We introduced the product to the Israeli market the last few months. We did kind of beta site, and it was really a successful story.
So it's actually you're actually selling this right now?
Yeah, in fact, we did a kind of big beta site. We sell a few thousand pieces. And now we are going forward with the FDA. We need to pass the FDA. So we are working with companies called Home Medics in America. It's in agreement with them. So we are working hand by hand together to pass the FDA. And the same technology we are going to launch in the second quarter and the third quarter next year, a cosmetic product that it's include different ingredients, but it's working the same technology and the same system and the same procedures. The technology is again that.
What does it do for the hair? What's the benefit?
In fact, it's doing many things to the hair, many good stuff to the hair. It's shining the hair, it's making it much softer, it's cleaning the scalp of women hair, mostly with color hair. And it's quite amazing impact we get. We are doing all kinds of beta site and focus groups now. And we get excellent feedback from the women using this technology.
Okay. So let me ask you about the initial application. You have this, I guess... if anybody that looks at a picture of this, it looks like a device attaches to something you put over your hair, and it creates an aerosol that covers the hair. And in this case,
yes,
but
it's not aerosol, it's not mist, it's not spray. We transfer liquid to gas, so it's really small portion that penetrates to the skin of the scalp, covering all the hair. It's quite amazing the impact using this technology.
Zvi, can you just, we're having a hard time hearing you. If you can just hold the phone closer so we could hear you better.
Okay. No, this technology is quite unique, and we got a few patents already on this technology that we succeeded to, by pressing the air via all kinds of ceramic stone in the capsules, and we create kind of gas atmosphere around the hair. And it penetrates all over the hair, and even catching the scalp.
Okay.
I mean, it's really really high impact of this technology.
So let me ask you about, okay, so the initial application is, it looks like it's an anti-lice product, I guess aimed
Yeah, this
for
was the first product, yes, which
okay.
we launched.
And how, what's the like what's the value proposition for somebody using it? Like how is it better than other treatments in terms of how much more effective is it, and what's the cost versus traditional treatment?
You know, in fact, if I take the Israeli market as an example, normal anti-lice shampoo is about $20 cost. You can use our capsules. It costs you about $5. After you buy the machine, every time that you had any problem or you want to prevent lice, you just spend only $5. And it's 10 minutes, it's dry, it's natural. And it's really kind of, you know, pleasure for the kids. They can watch TV, play the game on the phone, and after 10 minutes, you don't have to do anything else. Just, you know, it's dry. You don't have to shampoo. You don't have to comb. That is quite difficult for mostly for girls, the age of 10, 9, kind of my nightmare for the mothers and for the kids. So this is a big advantage from the cost point of view, from the procedure point of view, from all kind of aspects. It's kind of revolutions in this market.
Okay, and so what? So after 10 minutes, the lice are completely gone?
I'm dying, yes. The lice are dying because they are breeding the material, and in this case, when the breed is, they cannot protect themselves of dying, yes.
Okay. And how much does the actual device cost that you have?
The device is going to cost, for the American market, it's going to cost about $49. And we try to
$49,
keep
okay.
it, yeah, and we
And
try to keep it quite low. And in fact, the business model is about the capsules.
okay.
After you have the machine, if you have two kids or three kids, all the family can use the same machine, the same head, and you just have to buy capsules anytime that you have the problem, or to use it week by week to prevent having contaminant from lice.
Okay, so the core technology that you have basically it converts a liquid or some sort of capsule into gas.
Right.
Okay.
And we have many other applications that we think about. I can give you one
Yeah, so
example
let's if you can
of
talk about some of
yeah.
the more other
Yeah,
sexier markets other than lice.
you have as I told you, the shine is coming to next in about 2 quarters from now. We are going to launch it to the market. It's the same procedures like the lice product, but a little bit different smell, different material, but the same procedures, the same technology. And the other product is you know, you have a big problem with bed bugs in America. So we can use the same technology to try to get rid from bed bugs
What was
in
a bad?
ethnic
I
bed
didn't
bugs.
hear. What was that?
Bed bugs, like in your matrix bed
Oh,
bugs.
bed bugs. Okay.
Yeah. So the same technology, we can really treat these problems in the future. We are working on it. In fact, we got a request from Walgreens to develop this kind of product with our technology. So we are working a few different technology, and the last thing we are going to develop is all kind of medical solution for the skin problems or scars. A medical problem that we can use the same technology in penetrating the scars. This is going to be for use 2020, but this is in our mind to develop all kinds of medical applications.
Okay, and so how what makes this technology unique? Aren't there other devices that can convert liquid into gas? Like what
No,
kind of patent protection do you have?
nothing.
What makes your product unique?
Yeah, we have few patents, and as far as I know, nothing like this or similar to this exists in the market. And, you know, we present the product in the last Medica exhibition, and it was kind of a lot of attention to our technology, to our products. As you know, we already published it. We signed an agreement with a Chinese company. They invested in the company. They are going to build facilities in China, kind of partnership, joint venture for the Shine product in the future to develop a kind of a medical application for this technology.
Okay.
So we see big market in the Shine because the hair treatment in general is about $90 billion market. So we see big potential with our solution.
Okay, so I was just going to ask you about that. What's the, you know, what do you see as the market potential for the initial two products, the anti-lice and also the more, I guess you call it the more of a beauty product, you know, for, I guess, which,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, the Shine, as we call it, yeah.
Shine, okay.
We're starting to sell the lice product in Europe. And we see this is $2 billion market worldwide, and we want to take part of it. And the cosmetic product, we see much bigger potential.
$2 billion is. I'm sorry. What's a $2 billion market? That's the.
This is the lice.
The lice, okay.
Yes, all kinds of shampoo, all over with the market. But we are coming with something new. The Shine product is potential about $90 billion. So every fraction of this market, whatever we succeeded to take from others, it's going to be, we believe it's going to be very big.
Okay. So basically the Shine product, I guess what, it increases the shine of the hair, makes it softer or whatever else,
yeah,
it does?
Yeah, Shine, cleaning the scalp, shining, protecting the hair. Most even women coloring the hair, about the coloring the hair, in fact, destroy or kind of etching the hair. And we, with our material, in fact, we cover the hair and we penetrate it in every corner to the scalp. In fact, the impact is amazing. And the hair became much softer, much more shining after the treatment, after 5-10 minute treatment. There is really an effective, you can see it. It's very, very effective solution. It's very easy to use as well. You don't have to go to your barber to treat your hair with all kinds of ampoules. You can just sit in front of TV, putting the head, put capsules, and then just do it at your home. It's very convenient way to do it.
Okay. So, you know, I looked. Looking at your website, you have some of your management, your advisors, some of your investors. They have some pretty impressive backgrounds in the cosmetics, the health and beauty space. So, can you kind of tell us about also your background, and also some of the key members of your team and your shareholders?
Okay. Nabal Avid, she's one of the advisors. She was the CEO of L'Oréal in Israel. She has really about 40 years experience in the cosmetics. We have Chaim Lemper. He was the CEO of Moroccan Oil. It became in a few years' time. He brought the company to close to $200 million sales. We have Osnat Philippe. She was in. She used to work at Luminous. She was responsible of the division of the cosmetics, medical cosmetic division.
So the Moroccan Oil founder. He's on your advisory board.
Yeah, he's in my advisory board. Yes, Chaim Lemper. Yes.
Okay.
He was in Moroccan Oil, the CEO of Moroccan Oil. He resigned already, and he's one of the advisors in our committee. And we have Osnat Philippe. She's, in fact, the CEO of Novomic. This is the daughter company of Tekker. And she's running the show with the Shine and the Lice. such that he is coming with a huge experience. He came from, he used to work in Teva companies. He was responsible for the joint venture that Teva did with Procter & Gamble for consumer product. And then she ran the show in Luminis. He's very successful, another Israeli successful company. And then, so in beauty, in the beauty area, she was running $100 million division in Luminis. So we have a new CFO, Tali Dinar. She used to work in a public company, the Nasdaq, Israel. So we have a really good team now.
Okay.
And in my experience, I took a few companies public. I used to start from scratch, invest in the company, and build them and taking them public, and then in fact do some exit. One of my previous company was Lug, that I sold it to Stanley Black & Decker for $120 million, and the Hydro Industries, and I've been a founder of Polymer Logistics. And now I'm deeply involved with Decker, and I do believe this is really very, very good company looking forward.
Okay. What are your, you know, capital needs going forward between now and the time you start really marketing the products?
I think that we need about between, not that much. We raised the money that we really needed for this year between our shareholders. Between our shareholders is the chairman of Checkpoint, one of the, in fact, the biggest public company.
Checkpoint Software?
Yes, Checkpoint, the chairman, yes. He's our partner. He invested almost $1.4 million. I invested almost $2 million. And another figure, like Ron Tottenauer, is a figure in medical instrument in Israel, invested a few hundred thousand dollars in some others. So I think this year we are going, we have enough cash to finish the year, and we plan in year 2020 to start generate profit.
Okay.
Which mostly, yeah.
So you anticipate being cash flow positive and generating a profit in 2020?
Yes, we are going to be positive already this year with our balance sheet, with the money that we spend, we invest in the company, and money that's going to come from sales. And the year 2020, we are going to see to start to see profit. Yeah. You know, we spend a lot of money in technology and regulations, passing the CE regulation, passing the Israel Health Authority regulation. It takes some time to develop the product, so it will be easy to sell, easy to use. It takes some time, like every startup companies, but we believe that we are in the right track now.
Okay. So, so you anticipate being cash flow positive this year, profitable next year. What kind of revenues do you anticipate generating? 2000. Let's talk about this year and then maybe also next year. What kind of numbers?
You know, we did this beta site last year. I think our sales in year 2013 was about $250,000. We believe that we will have a high growth this year on sales from those both products, like 300% increase. And for 2020, we want to sell a few million dollars.
Okay.
So I think in this case, because the gross margin and the capsules is very high gross margin. So we believe that we generate profit high profit in year 2020.
Okay, so your main profits are coming from selling these the reusable, you know, the these capsules.
Yeah.
So that's where you have the margins.
Like espresso machines.
Right.
Like Gillette, like all those others. When people start to use it, they will see the benefit. We believe that they will use it once or twice a week.
Okay, what kind of margins do you have in selling the capsules?
The capsules, we have like 60-70% gross margin.
60-70% gross. And for the beauty product, how often do you anticipate somebody using that? For women,
for
I guess women using
product,
that
yeah,
product.
Yeah, we believe at least once a week.
Okay.
Yeah. We can see sales of capsules, almost 95% increasing sales of capsules from the beta site we did in Israeli market. So we believe that in the Shine product, we will have the user using it at least once a week. You know, I can tell you about my wife and some other friends that using it, they are really crazy about the product, using it at least once a week, and they see the difference immediately.
Okay. What's your vision for the company over the next 2-3 years? What, assuming everything goes right, you know, what will tech care look like? You know, 2-3 years out.
I don't know. I'm afraid to predict, but my estimation is very high for sales and the profit. We have to be really new players, but I believe that we can be big players together with the joint venture in China and together with our penetration to Europe and the USA market and some other countries. We believe that really we can be very optimistic about the future. Really, I don't want to give numbers because really I have very high vision for this company. You know, when I took the company of Zag in Toolbox, we grew from $500,000 to $2 million, from $2 million to $10 million, from $10 million to $30 million, and this was Toolbox market. We took the world market in 40% after 4 years market. We expect to have very high growth here as well with our team.
Okay. So you just, the previous company you had was a toolbox company, and you got 40%
yeah,
of the market?
Yeah. We took 40% market, world market share within 4 or 5 years, yes. With the technology, with being very aggressive in the market. It was Zag that Stanley bought the company after 5-6 years for $120 million. And
okay.
This was very, very boring market until we came with our technology, with the design. So we have this experience to take companies from scratch, putting technology, putting the right people. And, you know, Israel, as Israeli, you always look on the world market, not in the local market.
And that's that was basically a consumer product, the toolboxes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have you mentioned you know you touched briefly on the deal that you have in China. Can you talk a little bit more about that? What exactly is the deal that you have there?
Yeah. In fact, they invested in the company, and this $500,000 and the value of $10 million. And then they are going to invest in the joint ventures. The first investment is going to be $1 million in joint venture. And they don't ask us to put money. And we are going to be 40%. They are going to be 60%. They are going to use the technology together with us only for the Chinese market. We can use anything that we develop there. We can use it all over the world. It's going to be our own IP. So I think it's a good deal. The company that we work with is a company that have penetration to the Chinese market, to China, to the Chinese market, and we believe that we can achieve high growth and high sales over there as well.
And so the joint venture, I'm sorry, is to sell these two products that you have, the lice and also the beauty product?
No, we speak about we are going to start with the Shine product, with the
Shine
cosmetic product. They are really interesting in the Shine product, and check the market and they sign the agreement with us. We signed the agreement already, so we see big potential. And then they want to develop some medical product out of this technology in the future.
Okay, so using this platform that you have,
yes,
turning liquid into gas.
Right.
Okay, so. Okay, and So let's kind of recap. So what are the the key milestones, key events coming up over the next 12 months that investors should be looking at?
You know, we are going to penetrate a few other markets in Europe with the lice anti-lice product. We are going to have a campaign on the same product starting in the next quarter, end of next quarter. And after this campaign, we are going to penetrate a few other markets till the end of the year with the same product as well. We are going to start the joint venture in China towards second, third quarter this year. So we have few mission to accomplish this year, but it's all in our plan.
Okay, and
so
so the you're going to be launching the Shine consumer, the consumer launch. You said the next what, the next, you said
end of May, of second quarter, yes.
end of second quarter. Okay, and that's, I'm sorry,
Okay.
is that globally, or which markets is that launching in?
Yeah, we are going to launch it globally, starting with Kickstarter. We're already working with them hand by hand. They really believe in the product. It can do quite a lot, and this is more for, you know, publicity and achieving the right audience. And then from that time, we going forward, we will take it to the market by e-commerce and by other means,
Okay.
distributors. Yeah.
So it's going to start off as a direct to consumer initially
Yeah,
distribution?
right.
Okay.
Starting with direct, with PR, with some, you know, video explaining the product, explaining the revolution of this technology. And then going forward, we believe that the market will start to recognize the technology and they appreciate the technology.
Okay, so my last question is going to be, Tzvi, in your opinion, what are the key reasons, top three reasons investors should consider your stock today?
First of all, we have this unique technology that we believe that it's well protected with patents, that we believe that this year we are going really to present it to the market. We have this joint venture with China that we see it's a huge market, you know, 1.3 billion people. And we also believe that this, our penetration with the Shine, with huge potential, will bring us to the place that we want to be till the end of this year with recognition of this product. So there is really critical events happening nowadays, and we are quite optimistic in the company.
Okay, well, on that note, I want to thank you, and we look forward to following the TechCare story in the months ahead.
Thank you for this interview.